It is time for the Valley Talk program on, hard to believe, this first day of May of 2024. And, well, we're going to welcome Alicia Burhau from Tri-Valley Senior Programs and Paula Aus. From the Crookston Public Library. And first of all, you're here for a senior resource fair.
Yeah, we decided to, I'd approached the library before, and we were kind of looking at different events that we could get out and into the public, something that some more of the seniors in the neighbor's community, things like that. They were just really at a loss for what's available now, so especially after COVID. So we weren't really finding what we wanted, so we made one.
Well, perfect. And the one thing with, we obviously have a lot of seniors, not only in Crookston, but the area. It seems like there's a new program, you know, not every day, but it seems like there's a lot of new programs, as you said, since COVID especially. But there's so much that there's no way everybody could know everything about them.
No, not at all. And it is kind of as the service providers, we don't always know what each other even offers. Yep. And so it's equally as good for us. It's always good to just get the updates and know what's available on our side as well.
And Paula, how is the Crookston Public Library involved?
So when we met, we decided that we needed a location to just bring all of these vendors together. And we did do one in 2019 that was pretty successful, so we kind of had a test run on it. And we just started reaching out to providers, and everybody is, yes, we want to. Mm-hmm. They're just very excited about it. And like she said, it's also a good opportunity for all of the providers to meet each other and find out what they're doing. So we have the space for it, and it just all has been coming together.
It seems people in Crookston and the area are excited about collaboration, even though it seems it takes that maybe a person or two or an entity to pull that together. People are excited about it, but people don't really know how to maybe get something like this started. So I'm sure this has been a process.
It actually is a lot smoother than we were maybe anticipating, which just really says a lot about the community and how much we all come together, just for those that are vulnerable and those that need help the most sometimes. Yeah. So
what are some things people can expect from this fair?
So we wanted to make this something different. We didn't just want a standard vendor fair, because everybody's been to them 1,000 times and nothing really stands out. And so we really wanted to focus on some of the main hitting pieces. So, you know, the Tri-Valley, we have so many different things that we offer, just amazing. The library has so many amazing resources. The senior center is the same. We were really trying to think of ways that we could get everybody together. And so we decided, why don't we do it in multiple locations? And so then we decided, you know, after we talked to transportation at Tri-Valley, they are actually going to pick us up at the library. And that's going to be at 11:15. We're going to leave and go to the senior center. Okay. And we're going to do a $5 Sloppy Joe basket.
Okay.
And then we are going to be picked up again, and we're going to do a historical tour of downtown. So kind of a remember when, you know, how was it when you were here? What was it like? And then we'll end up at the library again, and we'll just do a standard vendor fair.
So the vendor fair starts at 1 o'clock. All the booths will be open. And at 1:15, Don Resendez from D&D Tomford Garden Center is going to demonstrate the creation of container gardens.
Oh.
So one is going to be vegetable and one is going to be flowers. And then at the end of the event, they're going to be given away as door prizes.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So that is happening. So at 3 o'clock when it ends, then we'll give away door prizes. Some of the vendors will have them as well. And so the library is just, we're opening everything up. And we have about 17, 18 vendors that are going to be there. And it's not just for seniors. It's for anyone who's looking for the information. And one of the things I'm most excited about is the Polk County Historical Society is going to open up the Carnegie.
Oh, wow.
From 1 to 3. And that is one of the biggest questions we get from visitors when they come to town. They want to know about the Carnegie. Can we go inside? So this is I'm just excited about that. Because Historical Society will also have a booth there.
Yeah, I remember they used to have, when I was young, they had haunted houses. And the downstairs where they had all the, just a lot of the, I can't even remember now, the Dewey Decimal System, the cards, they had all those racks in there. Yeah. Why can't I think? But anyway, they had all those, and I still have nightmares to think about those. And it really sounds like you're hitting all the, I'll say it, cool spots. The library has so much to offer. Of course, the senior center has so much to offer. Like you said, the historical tour, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of remember when this was here, mm-hmm. and this was here before this, and it sounds like a really neat time.
Yeah, we're hoping so. We're hoping that it's just going to gain more momentum and mm-hmm. hopefully just become bigger and bigger. Before COVID, but it was out at the arena, and so now okay. we're just doing it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And then we are the parking spots in front of the library. We're going to have a Tri-Valley bus there for people to take a look at, and just, especially if they're nervous about using it, mm-hmm. they can see all the features, and if they're using a walker or a wheelchair, how they would get on. And then there's also going to be the Justice bus, mm-hmm. which is going to be there.
Yeah. And so that's what the, they do kind of law things. Okay. So they'll go, a lot of things that they do is evictions, people against evictions that are not necessarily legal. So they do a mm-hmm. lot of the things. But again, it's something that a lot of those seniors really, really ask about and search sure. out. So.
And it sounds like you're going to be off, it is going to be a wide variety. It doesn't sound like there's going to be a wide variety and a little bit of something for everybody. And as you said, there's a lot of things that even we don't know what each other has. And even within Tri-Valley, there's a whole lot that you could explore for.
Oh, yeah. We could be here for a long time with that.
And we think we caught everybody as far as vendors. But if there's somebody saying, hey, I want to have a table, it's not
sure.
too late.
Mm-hmm. And as far maybe a business or an organization or just anybody looking to get information out to seniors, but also the community as well.
Yes. Yeah, it's primarily for seniors, mm-hmm. but, it could benefit anyone. Mm-hmm. So I think we can certainly make room.
Sure.
A lot of our stacks in the middle of the library are portable.
Okay.
So we can just move them all to the side and then just put all the booths in a circle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the Tri-Valley bus, that is really, we're lucky to have that, not only in Crookston, but the area as well. And it seems like the buses are always going around, so it is used, but I'm sure there's always room for more people to use it.
There is, and I think there's a lot of people that don't understand or don't really know that there's so much accessibility mm-hmm. with the bus. And so if there is, a senior or anybody really with mobility issues or anything, we are more than welcome to, adjust things and teach them essentially of how to ride.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody, they said, they don't use it much in the summer. They feel comfortable driving, but in the winter they said mm-hmm. they use it almost all the time. And I said, geez, that makes, even right. for, yeah. Somebody in their 40s, I'm like, that sounds like a good idea. I might have to start doing that.
Right. Always get in a warm vehicle in the morning and not have to worry about it.
Get greeted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feel like you're it's your chauffeur, you could
right?
say. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure we could ask. They'd put top hats on.
There we go. We just came up with something there. Anything else that people should know about the senior fair?
I think if there is anyone interested, they can reach out. They can call 281-280-0560. So that's my direct line number. They can call the library.
281-4522.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if there's, if you're interested in getting your information out, but you're not able to attend, mm-hmm. we actually have a certain table that's going to have resources for people that can't be there. So we can still make sure it's there. It's accessible to everybody. And just make sure that everyone gets what they need to.
And I'll have you run through the date and then maybe the mm-hmm. schedule again for the Senior Resource Fair.
Sure. So it's going to be Thursday, May 9th. So we will go into the bus from the library at 11:15, and we will have the meal at 11:30. We're planning about an hour there. The bus will pick us up and we'll do our tour, and then we'll be back at the library by 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And people don't have to go to the meal. They can just come to the resource fair, mm-hmm. or they could just go to the meal and the tour, yeah. whichever they would like to do.
Okay. And again, the meal is available as part. You can pick mm-hmm. and choose what you want to do. Just head to the resource fair, whatever works with your schedule as well. Yeah. And if somebody's interested in being at the resource fair, again, they can contact either of you. Or
yes.
Okay. Yeah. The only thing we ask is that if you do plan to have the meal, it's just $5 there. Sure. So then we do ask that you call the senior center to let them know, sure. just for numbers, so that way they can prepare enough food for us.
Yeah, you don't want to have somebody going through the line and have three or four people not be able to get something.
Right,
so,
right,
yeah.
exactly.
And anything else to add?
I think that covers it really well. We will have... social media, we have everything out on there. Mm-hmm. There is a QR code that's included with that is available on the Tri-Valley Facebook and I think X page, as well as the libraries, and that has a direct link to all of the different vendors that'll be there and some information. So that way it's out and it's real time and accurate.
Yeah, and I think Dylan's going to be talking with you after this, so
yes.
we'll have a story for people if they want to see everything, and we'll be posting that here as well. But and maybe let's talk quick about the library. There's always, on our bulletin board, there's always stuff going on, and it really is a jewel here in town, isn't it?
Oh, yes. We are very busy. And like you said, we're focusing on our partnerships. We have the Family Resource mm-hmm. Center, who is there a couple hours each day, Monday through Thursday. And Career Force is there once a week. It's called Job Club at Tuesdays at noon. And if someone's looking for work, they can meet with Jason and they can try and figure things out. And right now we have the Seed Library going on with Polk County Public Health and the University of Minnesota Extension. They choose a seed every year to give out to people. This year it's kale. And we decided to elevate that, and we have a take a seed, give a seed table now. And so we have vegetable seeds in little packets, so if people want to try something or just want to try a little garden for the first time, sure. they can pick those up for free. And we just ask if people, after they're done planting their garden, if they have extra seeds, that they bring them and donate it to this project, and we'll just package them up and give them out to other people. And this will be an annual thing, so we can stock up for next year, too.
Well, what a neat idea. It's if you have extra seed instead of throwing away, might as well let somebody else use it.
So that has been very popular. Those seeds have been going, but, you know, it's a little cold yet for people to mm-hmm. get in their gardens, so we'll just see how that goes. And on May 16th, there's a Canvas of Hope. It's a community art project with Public Health, and it's a community-based art project focused on adult mental health.
Okay.
And so that they're going to be looking at stigma and words that are used and do it through the art process.
Oh, neat.
And then on June 6th, we're partnering with the Benedictine Living Community on advanced directives.
Okay.
And so this was done in Fertile. Recently, and we decided we want to do it too. So they are kind of taking the lead on that, but it's going to be in the library space, and we don't have much to give out yet, but mm-hmm. that is coming up on June 6th at 1:30. Even though it's not a popular topic, it's something that, you know, we all need to think about. I went through it recently with my mom, and I just didn't know what I didn't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's a good opportunity.
It's one of those things, nobody wants to plan it, nobody wants to talk about it, understandably so, but it hasn't been proven yet. It happens to everybody.
Yes, so, exactly.
Until that changes, that's something, and not only does it makes it easier for your loved ones if you have that advanced directive, so it's very important. And I know my kids are giving me grief. They say, you're getting up there, Dad. You better, do you have a will? Do you have this? Do you have that? I say, no, I don't.
And it really makes a lot of sense. And I'm glad my mom had everything in place.
Good.
So that, you know, besides going through what we went
through,
it was easier for us then to take it to the next step and to, you know, take care of her affairs.
The last thing you want to have to deal with is not having it all together when that day does happen.
That's. And you don't want to go into probate if you don't.
Oh, no. And that is for sure. And Tri-Valley, there's mm-hmm. always something, programs galore. Two. And do you want to maybe, Alicia?
Yeah, so we are, I know for the senior programs, we are amping up for our busy season, so we'll be at a lot of vendor fairs, a lot of the county fairs. We try to have a presence almost everywhere all the time. So if you don't see me, it'll be Marley, Crystal, Jean, and Lynn. We'll be all here. We're gearing up for the end of the year for the foster grandparents, so that's always a bittersweet thing. But we get to be back with them next year, so otherwise it's new things happening, so...
And are you looking for foster grandparents?
Yes, we are always looking for foster grandparents. The need for volunteers altogether is so strong. It just, the connections alone make it worth it. But, you know, it's some new materials that we're seeing out. If somebody volunteers for 2 years, a senior volunteers for 2 years, it greatly improves their mental capacity and their physical health even. So, you know, we're really trying to help share all of the info for that.
Especially for those that are maybe retired now and maybe don't have grandkids and kids close nearby, this is a great way to stay young, as they say. Yeah. And I haven't talked to anybody that's done it that hasn't said it's been rewarding.
No, absolutely not. I know there are people that I know that have retired from the program that still talk about the kids that come up now that are, you know, 2 feet taller than them, hugging them in the grocery store and saying, "Grandma, how are you?" So it's really fun that those connections are lifelong.
Yeah, it is. And it's a neat program. Anything else to add before we let you two go?
I think so.
I think it's
going to
be a really fun event.
Yeah.
I think so.
It sounds, and again, it's a senior resource fair, but, you know, anybody is welcome and to come on by. And I would assume just the regular at the library after everything, that would be a good time for people just to stop by if they're looking what is available in Crookston.
Right.
I think I might do that because it seems every day I learn something new about. I've lived here pretty much my whole life, and I mean, every day there's something new that it seems like I find out. So it's pretty cool. Well, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. And, we wish you best of luck next week.
Perfect. Yep. Well, thank you so much for having us.
Yep. Again, that is our Valley Talk program for today. And the Senior Resource Fair, that'll be next week. We'll have more on that coming up on our news here as well. And we'll have all the schedule and everything, so be looking for that. But we thank Alicia Burhau and Paula Ose for joining us here today. Tomorrow, we're going to have Tim Finseth, a former state representative, now with Safe Routes to Schools. We'll talk more about that coming up tomorrow. It is coming up on 11 o'clock. We'll have our world and national news from the Associated Press, and then we'll have our weather and sports. And a reminder, we have UMC baseball. The Golden Eagles third in the NSIC right now. They have 2 games against the University of Mary. That'll start at 1:30 today at the UMC baseball field. We'll have the pregame show at 1 o'clock, so be listening for that. We'll keep you updated on that Twins game as they take on the White Sox as well. So it is coming up on 11 o'clock right now in downtown Crookston. The sun is shining, and we should have a pretty nice day today. We have 52 degrees, a west wind of 14 miles an hour. That does create a wind chill of 47. Again, sunny and 52 as it's time for our World the National News from the Associated Press on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota.